Leader!
Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
This week, the boss of the Department of Conservation was recalled to the Local Government and Environment Committee as it looked at this year's budget allocation for that department. DOC's Director General, Al Morrison, was asked to reappear before the committee after having already sat through a similar meeting last month when he failed to tell the committee that 100 job losses would be announced the following day. This time, Mr. Morrison confirmed there would be job losses and said they'd come in part from the amalgamation of particular services and gave an example.
We don't believe there is any need for our areas to be doing all of their own financial transaction. So it is a centralised in Wellington shared service model. It's saving us $550,000 a year.
Mr. Morrison put that figure in context.
Which is about the cost of pest controlling 24,000 hectares of forest. And so one might optimistically say that in fact we may be able to do more conservation work. But you have to map into that we are also delivering on a reduced baseline.
Though that didn't mean the department would make a profit.
It is true that we experienced a budget reduction of $13.5 million a year, and therefore savings from the review have to go to that first.
Department of Conservation Director General Al Morrison. Earlier, the committee heard from the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, as it considered budget funding for her agency. Dr. Wright said management of electricity demand in this country wasn't ideal.
I don't think New Zealand's done a particularly good job on demand management overall. I mean, California for 30 years managed to keep electricity consumption per capita constant for 30 years by more efficient use of electricity, doing clever technical things. And I think we have ECA, and I think ECA's doing a good job, but, you know, there's enormous technical potential here if we can figure out how to do it.
The Commissioner said the popularity of heat pumps had contributed to a spike in demand.
People tend to put them on, and because they know they're efficient, they then assume that the consumption will be low. But if you are heating a huge room or your whole house, and in contrast with toasting yourself in front of a couple of bars, which is the old way of doing it, you're certainly going to use a lot more electricity. You will have a better quality of life, it's arguable.
Dr. Wright applauded the introduction of household smart meters and the establishment of a smart electricity network.
This is really about taking the electricity system from the age of landline phones to broadband internet. It's that whole raft of innovation, electronic innovation, has not been applied to electricity.
Dr. Wright compared the smart meters to other devices on the market.
The new electronic meters that are being put in, while many of them are so-called dumb meters, they do actually have that two-way capability for measuring the electricity in both directions, which then provides a technological platform for feed-in tariffs. So I think that is good. So there's a gain there at least.
Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright. Earlier in the week, the Government Administration Committee reviewed this year's budget allocation for Statistics New Zealand and heard from its Minister, Maurice Williamson, who indicated the country's census period could be extended from 5 years to 10 years.
On a long-term basis, I've got some work going on about whether, in fact, a census every 5 years nowadays makes as much sense as it used to. Haven't got a view on that yet, but it used to be that you had to do a five-year census because information was hard to gain from other areas.
But Mr. Williamson said that was no longer strictly the case.
For example, the new customs system will be able to provide so much better and valuable information about movement of both goods and people in and out of the border that your export and import stuff and your population stuff may be able to be populated more by other systems, and therefore a 10-year might be a sensible way. Other countries do have a 10-year census. Some have stayed with five.
Mr. Williamson says specific population statistics were beneficial for agencies when allocating funding.
And a 10-year would be too rough a block, because where there's big growth like there is in South Auckland, you're getting the county's Manukau DHB saying we're underfunded because of the growth in population. And you've got others who, they aren't actually saying this, we're saying it, you're probably overfunded because of your drop in population. And it might be that the consequences of moving are too big and we wouldn't change.
Statistics Minister Maurice Williamson speaking to the Government Administration Committee as it reviewed this year's budget allocation for Statistics New Zealand. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.